A recent environmental study says North Carolina has more than 150 hog and poultry farms in or near floodplains. They're at risk of spilling animal waste amid sea level rise and more intense storms and flooding. WFAE climate reporter David Borax has this story.
The Washington, D.C.-based environmental working group used what's called geospatial mapping to identify more than 7,300 hog and poultry farms in North Carolina. They're across the state, including the counties surrounding Charlotte. Of those, 156 are in floodplains or within a 100-foot buffer just outside the floodplain. That means they're in danger of being inundated, which would send untreated sewage and bacteria into waterways, affecting public health and drinking water supplies. And the risk grows greater with climate change, says researcher Ann Schechinger.
The facilities in these floodplains are going to be more and more likely to flood as we see climate change intensifying. We know that facilities right now that are in 100 and 500-year floodplains, they're going to be flooded more often than every 100 and 500 years.
The EPA is reviewing its rules for discharges from meat and poultry farms, in part because of concerns raised by environmental groups. A hog industry official noted that a state buyout program has closed some farms at risk, but there's no similar program for poultry farms. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax.